Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont. I do Crime Club. In Series 1, I spoke to people like this.
Did you not kick a policeman in the head?
Yeah, that was... When was that? I was 17. Wait, was I 17 or 19? I think it might have been 19, actually.
In Series 2, I talked to people like this.
There was a paedophile with one leg. I kicked him clean out his wheelchair. About four of us... we battered him.
And this.
Cheated on your boyfriend to give him gonorrhea? Do you want to go there, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, I could talk about it.
I have jingles like this. That's Crime Club, where strange people tell stories involving bad behaviour. New episodes out every Monday.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hey! We're back again. Like a nasty smell that stinks.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we do stink.
We see this very much as our public service,
whether
you want to hear this muck or not.
Yeah, that's
right. We're going to do it because we enjoy it, don't we, Angelos?
Oh, I love it. I stink, though.
Yeah, I know you do. He can't get out to get... Well, you don't use soap so much. What do you use? Like
I use a small figure. And I use, mucky gel. But I stink. And I expect you stink as well, don't you?
I really stink. My Margaret has taken to wearing a plastic bag over her head.
Right.
And I said, oh, is that so you don't spread the virus? She said, no, because it's pen and ink.
Really?
I said...
That's nice, isn't it?
Terrible, isn't it? I'm having a little glass for anyone who's watching.
Oh, what you got there?
I've got a lovely glass of Borough Brook. It's a peanut grigio.
And I've got a mug of Baileys here.
You've got a lovely mug of Baileys. Let's have a little. I need a drink. After the day I've had.
Oh, really?
Well,
really?
I just want to tell the guys at home, we are speaking over Zoom video conference.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. It's modern technology.
We can see each other. If you went on Patreon, you could see.
You could watch the video, if you like, for $5 a month. It's nothing. It's like £2.50.
But what we like to... Well, the problem is I started doing everything on video conferencing.
Me too.
People don't realise that you can see everything into their house.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, I spoke to my local MP. I was complaining about the bloody kids around the back of the garages there.
Right. These things have to be dealt with even in these times of crisis.
Exactly. Anyway, I'm chatting away to this wonderful MP of mine.
I bet he stunk, didn't he?
He can't get out either. Anyway, as he's talking to me, right?
All
right. He's chatting away. He forgets where he is. He's on the bog. He's doing a lot. I see him scratching his bald lot.
Yeah.
And people forget they're on camera, don't they?
Oh, they do forget they're on camera. They get very comfortable with it very, very quickly. Although sometimes I'm having a chat with people on here, on the Zoom, and at the end of the call, they think, "We'll see you, bye-bye," and they forget to press the stop on the record button, right? So they think that the conversation's ended, and they're off the back in the room. I was talking to that Dom Littlewood the other day, right?
Road traders, cowboy builders,
all that stuff that I like.
Bald fella, aren't they?
Bald fella, he stinks. First and foremost, he's gone mad. Like, you know, he's been in lockdown, the same as us, right? He's gone right proper mad, right?
Oh shit, what happened?
Yeah. He rings me up the other day. You know how enthusiastic he is, right?
Yeah.
He goes, Angelos, right? Yeah. Are you still in the market for a car? Like that. Oh. And I'm going, well, not at the moment, Dom, because, you know, we're all locked inside and I don't really need one, you know.
Yeah.
He says, well, look, if you did want a car, what sort of size would you like? Yeah. I says, well, I'd probably just like a, you know, I don't know, four-door hatchback or something like that. Just a little runaround. He says, I've got just the thing. And he gets his little toy car, right, in his hand.
All right.
And he goes like this across the screen. He goes, look at this car. Right, across the screen like that. Yeah. And I'm just sort of staring at him. And I'm going,
nuts.
Yeah, and I think to myself, yeah. And I says to him, Dom, are you going to sell me this, like, miniature car?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I said it to you. Like, I says, well, how much do you want for it? You know, I was just playing along, like. Yeah. You know, he goes, I'll take 800 quid, you know. And I says, well, I'm not going to pay 800 quid for a toy car because I can't get in it and drive it around, you know. He goes, well, you want it or not, you know. Like, it's all gone crazy. And then he presses stop on the recording thing, right?
And thinks it's gone off, right?
Of course it ain't. I'm staring at him, right? Yeah. And he goes up to the back of the room and he pulls his pants and his trousers down, right? And he gets his hand down at his knob and he just starts, like, scratching away.
They don't call him Little More for nothing, do they?
And he's scratching his arse and he's like, all his arse is all, like, you know, all there. And he goes, I think he's probably gone mad with all his gooch is all flared up. And I think that's what sent him mad, you know.
Well,
being indoors, he ain't getting any air to it. It's all moist.
Yeah, that's it. And no doubt it'll be someone else's fault, won't it?
It'll be someone else's fault for that.
It always is with him. Oh, you know, I mean, really, Dom, I wrote to him, I said, Dom, you can't blame people just trying to get by and making a living. All right, some people are dodgy selling motors, but you're sweaty, stinky.
Stinking. It stinks.
Right. No one's fault but your own.
Exactly, you should take care of it. And like,
don't go pointing the finger at road traders if you can't clean your own goo.
It's got nothing to do with cowboy builders. He says, I've had three Irish builders down here having a look at this, and they found maggots in there, he says.
I feel sorry for you.
All right, that's not very good. I says, but it's like, he says, I don't know. I don't know if they're real builders or not. And I says, well, it's your job to spot them, you know. He says, I don't think them maggots was in there. I think they pulled them out and says, you've got a maggot problem in your gooch, right, and it's going to cost you £3,000 to fix it.
I had the same thing, you know, Rip on Britain with Angela.
Oh, yeah, I know them. Yeah.
Gloria Hannaford and that other one, right? It's on live, right?
Here's the thing.
It's not just on Zoom video conferencing. Did you see it the other morning?
I saw it.
Well, don't forget, everyone, keep safe, and scaring the pensioners pretty much. That's why I watch it. Get to the end. Keep safe. She goes, anyway, they think the camera's gone off and they're all sat back.
farting away.
Sparking up. Let's have a fucking drink. Andrew Rippon. Rippon. Butter wouldn't melt.
Rippon. Rippon. Gosh, yes, have some booze.
Booze. Hey. And you've got Gloria Hannaford. Can I have a fucking drink? No. Anyway, they'll come over and all that. Anyway. Right. Ripping, she starts going, my goose in half, is she? She's gone, I blame the builders are not working with stuff that's got a British kite mark on it.
Right, well, she's had the builders in there. There
needs to be some sort of register. I wrote it, I said, look, okay.
Well, she's got the builders in her gooch.
Angela Rippon, yeah.
She's had the builders in there.
And the other one, Gloria Hannaford, she's like, oh, my goats and half playing out under these studio lights.
Right,
you know who I blame? Polish builders, she's gone. I wrote and I said, look, babe, you know.
I hope you wrote them a letter.
Of course I wrote them. I've got it here somewhere. Yeah, I made a copy of it in my printer. Dear Angela Rippon, Gloria Hannaford, and the other one.
Julia Somerville.
Julia Somerville. Yeah. That's it. And I put her name, I called her Julie, but it's nearly right. And
that's okay. They know who you mean.
I watched
the Rip Off Britain crew.
The Rip Off Britain crew.
Yeah.
This morning, I very much enjoyed your live show. Right. If there's something I hate, it's Rip Off Builders. If I was you, I'd get someone, you could probably hire someone for nigh on £500-600 to kneecap these bastards.
Right.
Never mind scaring old people. Do something about it. Then I put your bitches and I scribbled out.
Yeah, scribbled. That's a bit much, yeah.
However, please know, you've been in the game a long time. Mm-hmm. When the studio director says, and cut, it should be over. But wait for the red lights to go off on the camera. Because me and my Margaret were sat at home.
God, right and eyeful.
Right eyeful. If you're going to go and sit down on your chairs with your names on the back in the corner of the studio, make sure I can't see your itchy gooches.
Yes, please.
And then I wrote itchy goochy again because I like the sound of that.
Yeah,
word.
Itchy goochy goochy
itchy goochy goo and itchy goochy goo love
Barry.
Itchy goochy goo love Barry.
Well, yeah.
P.S. Don't blame the Polish builders.
Yeah, well, it's just the same, isn't it, with all these people, your Littlewoods, your Somervilles, your Honeyfords, your Gloria Gaynors, right? Yeah. They all see bad stuff. That's all they're looking for. They're always looking for suspicion, and they're looking to blame people all the time. They're
of course they are.
Yeah, yeah. They live under a cloud of suspicion and they don't see the world like we do, Barry.
Martin Lewis, the financial expert, right?
Yeah, very rich man.
He had a very itchy anus.
I stood next to him once, right?
Where?
Oh, don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that, right?
Oh, it was somewhere.
It was a private place, right?
Okay.
Anyway, suffice to say, he stinks. Right, okay. carry on, please.
Martin Lewis, we went to a barbecue a couple of years ago.
Right, I bet he stunk then.
And he had a very itchy anus, right?
Well, there you go.
There you go. So he was there waiting, queuing up for a sausage.
He's all fibres up there.
Anyway, scratching in his shorts. I said, I'm not being rude, Martin. Your financial expertise is second to none.
We all know that. Right, it's not in question. It's not in question at all.
I said I followed your website.
Yes.
If ever I want to go on a go compare for any insurance, travel insurance, pet insurance, name it, long-term investments, high-risk strategies, you are second to none.
That's right. If I ever need any financial advice, I will ring up the Emma Barnett Show, where you do a wonderful regular feature on Radio 5.
It's fascinating. Yeah. I've got one letter and two numbers for you. E45. Kindly apply it to your bumhole before you start spouting. He goes, no, look. As regards my bumhole, a long-term investment with a capital interest account will not yield dividends. And I blame the Nationwide. I said, mate,
you can do that.
Every bill inside you like.
But the fact remains.
You should have sorted out your arse.
Your hand up your arse at a barbecue.
He goes, well, world markets are crashing. I don't want to eat anything after.
Irrelevant.
Look at that bit of corn sizzling on that barbecue. If you get your fucking hands on
I'm going to catch something. I'll catch something. No,
don't blame that on the Rothschilds. No. Don't blame that on the world economy, mate. If I catch something,
that's got nothing to do with.
Get your hand off your bum. You know?
Nothing to do with tumbling markets.
It's nothing to do with bulls and bears. It's more to do with your arse, mate.
The reason he has a very itchy arse. Is because he doesn't do it no more, but when he first started out, right, he didn't, like Littlewood, like Honeyford, he didn't trust the banks, right?
No.
So whenever he made a little bit of money, he'd just roll up little fivers like that, you know, and then he would stick it up his bum, and for safekeeping, and that was the Bank of Lewis, but...
Since Northern Rock went under, who can blame him?
Who can blame him? Anyway, someone, as a joke, Mark Carney from the Bank of England,
right.
he got wind of this, right? Oh, he says, Christ, right, Lewis sticks you up his bum, does he? Okay. And he stuck some pepper and some itching powder all over a wad of fivers from the bank, right?
Right.
And Lewis, you know, rang up Carney and said, listen, I'd like to borrow $5,000, please, from the Bank of England. And he's like, no problem. Yeah. And he sends it out in the post, right, the money. And it's covered in like all this itching powder and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Lewis very carefully rolls each one of them up and sticks them up his bum.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that's when the itching starts. That's when the problem begins, right? Well, and now... His arse doesn't itch, right? Mm. But it's psychosomatic. It's habit.
Oh, well,
so he's got his hand up there scratching it all the time from the time when he did have a very, very itchy bum.
Well, and he
blames
it.
He blames it on the Rothschilds.
I heard him say it's to do with Bank of England base rates.
It's to do with
the world economy crashing, but most of all, it's to do with Mark Carney. Put some pepper and instant powder on the fire with the ice cream up my bottom. I said, Martin.
That's just maybe.
But there's a lovely punch over there someone's done. Just get out of my face.
Yeah.
That's it, mate.
Hi, guys. Angelos Epifemiou here, telling you to please listen to the Brian and Roger podcast. Now, I don't know who's written it, but whoever it is probably a genius. So I think you should give it a listen because it's such great stuff.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
That's the thing with these people. I want to blind you with science, and really, there's a very logical answer.
There's a logical explanation all the time.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, cross. I've been taking acting lessons.
What's that? You auditioning for stuff, is it? What?
No, I don't know, really. I just thought I'd try my hand at it, you know?
Oh, it's a piece of piss, isn't it?
Well, as it turns out, it is a piece of piss.
Oh, God. It's give a me piece rage. Of piss. Oh, yeah. Give me jealousy. Ooh. Give like me that. Love. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I said to Day Lewis. I said, listen, mate, I know you're lauded across the world at being able to pretend to be other people. But you know, it's not a thing to do. It's not a thing to do.
No.
It's babyish. I said it's babyish.
Look, it's all very well. Daniel Day-Lewis, all right. He can play Christie. What was his name? Tony Christie Brown. In that from my left foot, right.
Yeah.
All right, what was it, that other one he'd done, Unbearable Lightness of Being, he'd done that, didn't he? My Beautiful Laundrette, he's been in some cracking films.
No one's saying he hasn't.
Recently, I had a prang in my car, and they done a lovely job down, just banged out, you know, the side panel. Could you do that, Day-Lewis? No, you can't. Because if I want something done proper to my car, I'm not going to be, you know, employing a man pretending to be a paraplegic, am I?
No, exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Do we need them?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pathetic.
I mean, we saw Bobby Davro. Remember we done the Andra Club? We had Bobby Davro on.
Yeah.
Fucking funny, make people laugh.
Very good actor. Very good actor.
Daniel Day-Lewis coming on like that.
With his wheelchair.
That's not funny, is it? What are your neighbours like? You still live next door to that.
Mayor Colin? Yeah, I live next door to it. I'll say I built one of them allotment sheds. You know, like out of like scrap and that, you know?
I know.
Like bits of old fence and a door, and bits, of, you know, like you know, and a shopping trolley on it. And I used to sit in there comfortably, having a nice cup of tea, And it was my secret cave, you know, my little place where I could go to.
That's it.
Just keep the world out.
Retreat,
Little kettle in there, a little mug, couple of tea bags. I was sitting there, get away from it, and then all of a sudden. Bang, 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 bang on the door like this. Bang, 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 bang. I thought, oh, Christ. Yeah. And I didn't say nothing. I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to say nothing.
No,
he's like, bang, bang, bang. I knew the knock. Bang, 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 bang.
That's it.
And I'm like, I'm not in here. He went, Angelus, I know you're in there.
Who was it?
Well, you know, it was Kim. It was Kim Jong-un, right?
Oh, because he got an allotment, didn't he? Just
he got an allotment. He got an. He didn't. He said, "I got a surprise for you. Me got an allotment next to you."
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake, this is the last thing I need. Yeah. And I'm all like, oh, hello, Kim. You know, like. Oh, and he's built his allotment right next to me. He's got a patch in there, and he's got a couple of like. Tomatoes, but they're like North Korean tomatoes.
It's pathetic.
Tiny little green things. And he goes, "Oh, look at this green tomato!" You know, he goes, "Oh, Christ, I'm not going to win any awards, mate." You know.
No.
And he says to me, "Like, he goes, here, Angelos, look, what do you think of my big marrow, right?"
Oh, it's and pathetic.
Yes, it's pathetic because stuck right in the middle of his allotment, right? It's not a marrow; it's an enormous intercontinental ballistic missile. Which he's obviously brought over, right?
Yeah,
and he's painted it green like a colour of a marrow. Right, and I says, is that a marrow, Kim? Is it? He goes, yeah, my big marrow, gone win big competition. I says, how are you going to get that to the village hall, you know? He goes, I'll stick it on back of flatbed lorry. I says, well, you ought to mind it don't fall off because that'll blow up, won't it? Yeah, it might blow up and destroy it in the air. Oh, no, it marrow, you know.
Oh, exactly.
So he's pretending it isn't a nuclear bomb, stupid twat.
You know when he's come to stay with us for a bit?
Yeah.
Remember last season, coming out for a year ago now, he got the spare bedroom there. Margaret, don't help, she said, beautiful. Yeah. We could change the bed and all that.
Yeah.
We had some lovely pictures to make you feel at home of someone being shot in the head,
salt mines.
Beautiful salt mines, human rights abuses all around the room.
Yeah.
We even had the curtains.
Shitty food,
curtains of blood red, you know, it was lovely. Anyway, coming, oh, very nice, the bedroom is gone and all that. Yeah. Fucking nightmare watching the telly with him of an evening.
Oh, yeah.
He come downstairs.
Give me remote control.
Yeah, that's it. All right, give me remote control. I said, Kim, all right, you are a leader of a nation, albeit one that's kept well away from the rest of the world. So Margaret's going, oh, God, look, he's our guest. All right, okay. Me want to finish crisps. You bought crisps. Me want last few. All right, all that sort of thing. Yeah. Hummus. Me like hummus before me dinner and all that sort of thing.
Can't get that over there.
Yeah. All the programs he likes to watch. That one on Sky, the sports one.
What, the quiz?
The quiz one. What's that called?
I think it's all over.
And me like James Corden, he goes.
He looked like him, didn't he?
Me want to watch To the Man of Born on UK Gold. All that sort of thing. He likes all that anyway. All his shit programme and all that. He goes, want to come up to the room, Barry?
He'd
go, look what I'm growing in me window box, Barry. Two beautiful onion, he goes. You know what they were?
No.
Fucking hand grenades.
All painted, all oniony.
This girl with a bang in any charade, he go, you know. Fancy pickling these, you fucking idiot. You don't want to bite into these. They got a hell of a bite, you know.
You say to him, why are you growing hand grenades in my bedroom?
Why exactly, silly fucking idiot. You know, but it's all shit, does he?
It's all guns and bombs with him, isn't it?
All guns and bombs, you know.
Yeah. He pretends he's like, oh, no, I'm going to chuck away my nuclear arsenal. I'm going to chuck it in the bin.
We had friends round. We had a lovely game of Monopoly. We're doing Scrabble and all that. He won't shut up. Come and have a look what I've got under my bed. Got bazooka. My friends are like, fucking hell, don't want to see a bazooka. Want to see a picture of me firing at my uncle at point blank range in the city square? No, thank you. More dessert, Kim? Nah, me want to tell you story of burning man alive in cage.
Yeah, me putting tires over man and then setting fire to...
Disgusting, isn't
he? He's a real pig, isn't he? He's a pig.
Oh, he's a pig.
Absolute pig of a man.
I'll tell you what it's all
for. He's got no manners, that one, either. It's all like, I'm queuing for the bus with him, you know, and he's asked because he says he wants to go to the the war museum, you know.
We're queuing for the bus, right?
We sat there, and there's lots of people in front of us, and all of a sudden the bus arrives. He's like, pushes him way to the front and all that.
Yeah.
gets his child pass out. Oh, and he goes, me go first. I says, Kim, there's people waiting here to get on the bus, right? You can't just waddle to the front of the queue, and push past them all, and get on the bus with your child's pass. He says, I think you thought I can.
Oh, God.
And he opens his jacket and he's got this big RPG, hanging down there. He says, you want me to get on bus or you want me to blow up bus?
Oh, bloody
hell. I'm like, just get on the bus, you idiot. It's embarrassing. And I says, you cannot take that in the tube because someone will have a go at you. I says to him. But he's very rude and he doesn't give a shit about anybody.
Well, you know, we've had very rude guests round at our house. We've had some guests round at our house who are very, very... You know Monty Don?
Monty Dunn does the gardening.
It's all lovely. Look at this very peaceful man. These lovely shoots, you know. Look at this lovely snowdrops this time of year. Come away with the dog. You know, got the doggies there sniffing around and all that. It's all lovely.
The sniffing.
Not a bit of it in real life. Not a bit of it.
No.
we had him round recently, and Margaret wanted to have a look at it. You know, we've got a few bits growing. We've got chrysanthemums growing, and she wanted a little bit of advice on when to... Anyway, he's all right. He's nice as pie, you know.
Right.
Nice as pie. But I tell you what, we gave him a little drink, a little sherry, that's what it was.
I thought so. Mid-afternoon sherry.
Mid-afternoon sherry. Suddenly,
wallop.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh,
Jekyll and Hyde!
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's like, come in, Monty. Oh, that's nice.
Monty. Yeah,
little drink. Monty, one drink. He's like, oh, is that a little sherry?
Oh, hold on, yeah. What about the chrysanthemums, Monty? Fuck, man!
Yeah.
Pulling them all up out of the ground like that. Yeah. And then he starts eating them.
Yeah, he does.
I
awful.
Remember.
And I said, what do you think of me little garden shed?
Yeah.
Runs out, fucking barging into trying to knock the thing down. It's like, you know,
sticks his shoulder into it.
My neighbour come round, Brian. Oh, can I just ask you about me sweet peas? Does a big daddy splash on him? We go, fucking come on in, you know. Well, terrible. You
very confrontation. No, you don't. Not from him.
Not Monty what? Don is one of the greats, you know.
He is one of the greats, yeah.
But poor I think cow. It's the pressure is getting to people, isn't it? That's the thing.
Oh, well, everyone's under a lot of pressure, yeah.
I think
they're all going a bit berserk.
When this is over, I am going to have the best party
I'm going to do that as well. I'm going to go around Elton John's.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have a party.
He's going to have a great big party, yeah, with his, all his knob hanging out and that. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to go and have a look at that.
It's odd you said that, because he sent me an invitation. It's a little bit premature. And I don't know quite what he meant. He's a bit odd like that. Come to my coming out party. When we're all safe and this nasty virus has gone, come to the party. This is where he lets himself down.
Right.
Booze, punch.
Yes.
Barbecue, in brackets, keep Martin Lewis away. Fun, bands, see my knob, balloons.
Hold on a minute, please.
Let's go back.
Small print.
Fun. Bands, barbecue,
What was that bit again?
Somewhere barbecue,
have bands. Yeah, that's fine, that'd be nice. Just a lovely bit of music, yes.
All sorts of stars and all that. And I said, there's a bit in the middle. What, fun and games? What's wrong with that? I said, no, see my knob. He goes, yeah.
Yeah. We've all been inside a long time. It's everybody wants to have a look at my knob, don't they?
He's gone absolutely mad.
Bonkers, isn't he?
He's bonkers.
Well, I hope that's helped, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It
certainly helped me. Look, we're going to come back again. It's very late at night we're doing this.
It's getting on a bit.
Now, look, keep safe, guys.
Oh, yes.
It's all going to be great soon enough.
And
we'll come back very, very soon. Don't forget to join us on Patreon.
Oh, don't forget to do that, because that's where the real gold is. This is just like...
Oh, this is flim-flam.
Flim-flam. It's flim-flam.
Yeah, flim-flam.
Flotsam and jetsam, all this.
Yeah.
And we are potentially going to do a live podcast.
That's what we're going to do on here.
Oh, yes. On
Zoom video conferencing, but hopefully to turn it off.
Hopefully people can ask us questions during it and all that,
and be interactive.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
If you pay enough money, you can join in.
Yeah, if you pay enough money, Chop whack, though. Chop whack.
All right, guys.
Okay, guys.
Until next time.
Yeah, which won't be long, let's be fair.
See you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com. of Three is back, where funny people talk about funny things
that they find funny.
Falling over, looking stupid.
We've had all sorts on.
Sue Perkins.
Aislinn B.
Nish Kumar.
Matt Lucas.
Charlie Brooker.
It's Four Candles meets the day-to-day.
Talking about all sorts, from Fawlty Towers to Airplane.
From The Big Lebowski to Bottom.
This time, we're joined by the likes of Lucy Mangan, Robert Webb, and...
Guys, we got 423 enormous heads.
Eddie Izzard in a two-part special.
Rule of Three from Great Big Owl.
Find it wherever you listen.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.